wanted the best, you've got the best podcast. The hottest podcast in the world. The Chris Voss Show, the preeminent podcast with guests so smart you may experience serious brain bleed. The CEOs, authors, thought leaders, visionaries, and motivators. Get ready. Strap yourself in. Keep your hands, arms, and legs inside the vehicle at all times, because you're about to go on a monster education roller coaster with your brain. Now, here's your host, Chris Voss.
Hi, folks. It's Voss here from thechrisvossshow.com. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The Iron Lady sings, that makes it official. Welcome to the big show. We certainly appreciate you guys having you here. As always, the Chris Voss Show is the family that loves you but doesn't judge you, which makes it the best kind of family, as always. Be sure to follow the show on LinkedIn.com/ChrisVoss, YouTube.com/ChrisVoss, ChrisVoss1 on the TikTokity, and all those crazy places we are on the internet. Today, we have an amazing young man we're going to be talking to, Shurik Agapitov is on the show with us today. He is the CEO and founder of Exala, and his new book is coming out. It's called Once Upon Tomorrow, Harnessing the New Opportunities the Metaverse Creates. It's out March 5th, 2024. We're going to be talking about his insights in the future of the internet, the metaverse, et cetera, et cetera. As the founder of Exala, he not only is a respected innovator, but also a driving force in shaping the future of gaming and the metaverse. His trailblazing company allows video game producers to sell in-game items in exchange for a 5% portion of each sale. When anyone purchases something in-game, his company powers that transaction worldwide. His clients include Epic Games Store, Ubisoft, Twitch, and hundreds more. With a global presence spanning Los Angeles, Berlin, Seoul, Exala, under his leadership, is fostering a more decentralized and inclusive industry. Welcome to the show, Shurik. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. We really appreciate it. So give us any .coms. Where do you want people to find you on the interwebs to get to know you better?
I like the exotic domains. So I have a at.lv. A0.lv, and I have a x.la for the as a consumer destination, as a gamer's destinations, which is my new addition. And it, of course, exala.com is my prime business, which is, I founded this company almost 20 years ago now.
There you go. I think I've helped fund it through all the video game purchases I made, so I'm one of your customers technically. So
happy to have you as a customer.
Thank you. So give us, we play a few video games around here. So give us a 30,000 overview of your new book, Once Upon Tomorrow.
It's a book about the future of the internet, which is some people call the metaverse. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the people misuse the metaverse or overuse the metaverse and saying like Roblox or Fortnite is a metaverse. In my definition, those are virtual worlds. Mm-hmm. And the metaverse is a new internet, which is looks like a video games. And it's a first chapter is about how Zuckerberg get it wrong, and the second chapter explain my accent and where I'm coming from.
There you go. I was going to bring that up. That was one of my first questions for you. You kind of throw some shade at the old Zuckerberg there in the first chapter. So how do you define metaverse separately from what his vision was, or is there a separation?
So the fact when somebody can name their company as a meta is it, and declare themselves as a CEO as a metaverse, it's as silly as if I would name my LLC Internet and call myself the CEO of the Internet, so nobody can own the internet. Nobody can own the metaverse. And similar joke from the previous generation of the internet gold rush is from the Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. It's a story when Steve Jobs is saying to Steve Wozniak, "Did you heard about these new things called internet? Maybe we should buy it." So here we are. Here we are again. There's a new thing called metaverse, and Zuckerberg wants to own it.
Yeah, so he definitely saw the future of it. Now, there's a lot of people talk about the future of the internet is this thing called Web 3. Is your version of what the metaverse is different than this Web 3? How does that all work together or not?
Yeah, so it's funny. A few years ago, people start using this Web 3, and a lot of the experts would explain what's a Web 1, Web 2, and Web 3, mm-hmm. and what's the difference. I will not repeat. I think a lot of the people heard that explanations and slightly different variations. For me, the most exciting thing is not the Web 3, but Web 3D.
Oh.
So I do believe the internet is getting as a spatial place or 3D space, and video games technology is going to power all of them.
There you go. And life seems to be coming like a video game. What's your thoughts on the new Apple Google Glass, basically?
Well, VR and the headsets like this is going to be a subset of the mm-hmm. of the metaverse. It's not, again, the metaverse. It's one of the many screens when you can experience the metaverse. Mm-hmm. I think the virtual reality or 3D glasses, headsets, it's going to be consumer choice. Somebody like to invest in the like full HD TV systems. Some of the people have the movie theaters at their home, but some of us prefer to experience the internet and the content on the small mobile screen. The important elements of the metaverse is similar like in the real world. There's a environment, right? There's rooms, realms. I call them meta sites.
Mm.
There's of course users who are people in real world. Business opportunities and it could be in a Web3 guys would see that as a wallets or identity profiles and there's a stuff like similar in real life. We have the stuff and the metaverse is going to be digital items. So when we have those like a 3D spaces, virtual spaces, and we carry the digital items, backpack of the digital items, similar like in video games.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can walk through the one virtual world, let's say Roblox, to the Fortnite through some sort of the portal, which is analogy would be in previous internet is a hyperlink, is going to hyper portal. When you walk through that from one virtual world to the another virtual world, that is the metaverse moment. That's meaning we have the metaverse. And in the future, you're going to carry the digital items from every experience you have online. So right now you go to every website and you accept cookies. Mm-hmm. In the future, you're going to accept the digital items as a reward of your attention and as a reward for you being tracked by advertising.
Oh.
And you can redeem those items for the real goods. Coupons.
There you go. I know like Amazon has a deal with like the different game stuff, different games like Destiny and different things like Modern Warfare, where they give you like, because for letting them track you through Amazon, I guess, they give you like free, you know, ships and different things. Is it kind of like maybe that?
Well, those digital items exist for decades with video games. And mm-hmm. I think, what Amazon is doing is like give away those items mm-hmm. for the Prime users. It's adding the value for the Prime users.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we cannot see who received those items just to be tracked. Like, it's a digital items very much valued by gamers and the gamers love them. And there's a 2.3 billion gamers out there, right? It's not like a I just want to highlight that number for the audience.
So will is in the future, will these be on the blockchain so you can track them?
So blockchain is one of the good candidates for the standard as you imagine NFT, but it's as an open API The idea is when you accept those items and you, let's say, you accept a virtual cup of coffee for you watching the advertising, video advertising. So that's like people pay for your attention. You get this virtual cup of coffee. And you can redeem that virtual cup of coffee in retail, or you maybe transfer it to somebody else who would appreciate it. So it's kind of the it could be on blockchain, but it's not necessary.
Okay, we'll come back to the book. Let's talk about you a little bit. Your second chapter of the book talks about your growing up, I believe, in Siberia. Tell us about your history, how you grew up, what influenced you, what motivated you and got you into the Silicon Valley and doing what you're doing now.
So I grew up very, very poor in Siberia, and my dad was alcoholic, and my mom was a working class, and she always encouraged me to learn math and maybe one day to have a desk job. So I studied a lot, and math was kind of easy for me, and I saw it as a way out. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I didn't finish the math university. I dropped out from it and start my business. Mm-hmm. And I was 21 years old when I started Ixola. And
really?
And wow. So, yeah.
And, what and, was the vision that you saw there? What was the proponent for you starting your own company there?
This was the internet. I was fascinated by internet. Internet propose and invite so many opportunities, and you can learn virtually anything on the internet. And I like that concept, learn and earn. But my mom told me you should learn to earn. But I saw on the internet was so much more opportunity than whatever local job or whatever career could offer.
Yeah.
So I learned many things on the internet and start my internet business.
There you go. You're the first internet children, the millennials, right?
Yes.
There you go. And it certainly beats going out in that Siberian winter and snow. So at what point do you come to America?
So I come to San Francisco. I read on VentureBeat or TechCrunch. If you have a tech startup, you should go to San Francisco and maybe raise the money to Silicon Valley. And I moved to San Francisco in 2009, and I failed to raise money, and I moved to Los Angeles.
There you go.
Yeah, that was 2009. Maybe something happened in 2008. Maybe it's my accent again. So I failed, and turned out is the best things would happen to me.
There you go. So failure. It happens to everybody, but you persevered through it and kept it going, and now you've built this amazing company, and the future is there. How is Ixola positioned for the metaverse? I imagine one of the reasons you're writing about this book is you see that there's an incredible future and maybe a profit center for your company.
So I believe the future of the internet is will be built with the video games technologies.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth noting, like, a lot of the innovation happened because of the video games.
Yeah.
If you think about, like, NVIDIA and artificial intelligence, they exist because of the video games, right? Self-driving cars exist because of the NVIDIA, and NVIDIA exists because of the video games. If you think about the whatever VR, future could look like, before the surgeon going to do the remote surgery in virtual reality, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of the gamers who are going to play, maybe not surgery games, but any kind of sort of the. So we're going to have the virtual reality because of the video games and blockchain. Most likely adoption is going to happen for the gaming. Similar, like, would people buy the computers to play the video games and learn how to use the computer later? I think a lot of innovation is gonna have because of the video games.
There you go. You know, I have a 4090 behind me in the computer, that an NVIDIA 4090. Yeah, being able to go fast not only works for video games, but it works fast for everything else. But, boy, I sure wish I had bought NVIDIA stock last year, because, man, that thing is taking the hell off.
Yeah.
Which is probably an indication of what you're writing about and talking about in your book. And you indicate that, I mean, we're talking trillions of dollars here, people, is your chapter three. So you see an incredible future market for this.
Yeah, I think that's the future of the internet. And a lot of the things are going to be reset. User acquisitions and the privacy regulations, they're working against the current establishment, Facebook and Google. Those things have changed. Mm-hmm. And the way how we experience it, visual, is also changing. So I'm, as an internet entrepreneur, want to share that vision with the future internet entrepreneurs. It's going to be slightly different than before.
There you go. Now, you refer to the book in something called Meta Sites. What are meta sites?
It's a website, but in a new internet. Mm-hmm. Meta site, it's every company who have a website today, in the future, they want to have the meta site, mm-hmm. which is basically like mini MMORPG, mm-hmm. And it's going to be even replace, I think, the commercials, mm-hmm. because developing the games is getting easier and easier, mm-hmm. but those are mini games. I think every brand would like to have. Hmm. Every school would like to have meta sites. Hmm. And because we have the artificial intelligent generated content, all this synthetic contents, I think to have an immersive experience is going to be absolutely necessary for the users, because there's so many information and the attention span is getting narrow and narrow. People spend a lot of time on TikTok, but they spend more time on Roblox.
Yeah, that thing is crazy. Those kids love that.
And that's how the internet may look like in the future. Between different experiences. Right, mm-hmm. now it's like a Roblox control sample of the corner of the metaverse, but it's not a metaverse, it's a virtual world. When those mm-hmm. virtual worlds connect with each other, this is the metaverse.
That's going to be amazing. I was just sitting here thinking, how can I turn the ChrisVossShow.com podcast into a video game so that people can interact with it like you're talking about? And then I realized, you know, it'd be really cool is if somebody could virtually come sit in to like an interview like this one here, and then they could jump in and maybe ask questions of the guest, and then an AI system would go like suck some of their questions they've asked on multiple occasions from the internet, and it would almost seem like a seamless experience. How about that for a vision?
Yeah, so that's exactly how I think it's going to be. And in a virtual in the video games, there's a lot of technology, and an AI could build a very engaging NPC. And I think in the future, brands would be represented by NPC as a character. Because the AI would enable us to not only just to have this like robot customer support, but embedded the personality and the character. And you know how to feel about those different characters. And the people in here in Hollywood who develop the characters professionally, I think it's going to work with the brands and develop the very interesting NPCs or characters and with the slight imperfection, which is represent the brand the way the brands want it.
Wow. So my future is being an NPC podcast host on the Chris Voss Show?
Well, that's if you want that.
Welcome to the Chris Voss Show podcast. I am here to serve you. So there you go. You talk about Ethereum and blockchain and Bitcoin, I think it is, being a part of the internet. What are your thoughts on that, if you want to tease a little bit about that?
Well, As I mentioned before, those are good candidates for the standards. You know, the internet need to have the standards, open standards, like email standard is working really well, right? And we all use it. Although it was attempts to make the email as a private technology and charge everybody a few cents here and there for the email sent and received. I think was could be some sort of the standards. And the NFT is a good candidate. The problem with the standards is as anecdote, every time when we see the problem, oh, there's so many standards, like it's a 10 different standards for the one specific things, like let's say for the how those virtual worlds would connect with each other, right? How the items gonna work. So the people came and says, it makes sense to have the one standard, and they're creating the one standard, and at the end we have 11 standards. And that's happening all the time.
There you go. How should we address the ethical considerations and potential negative impacts of the metaverse? Is there going to be a dark metaverse, like there's a dark web?
I think the metaverse or any internet, it's small city or small country size of the populations, it's reflect our society. Whatever bad things we have in every town, there's a bad coordinates on the any sample of the population.
There you go. So we're gonna have some bad neighborhoods, maybe. What's some advice you give to entrepreneurs? I know at the end of the book you give advice on how to take advantage of this space in the future coming. What's some advice you give to entrepreneurs who are interested in entering the metaverse space?
Well, look, it's you need to find the role. First of all, read the book and understand the vision. And it's just one potential vision. Maybe it's not. It's my opinion, right? And it's not guaranteed it's going to happen next 3 months, next quarter, or next year. It's going to happen once upon tomorrow, or maybe never happen. Maybe we're going to have the pivot, and I'm wrong. So it's very hard to make the prediction. So as a general advice for any entrepreneurs, you need to define if you afford to be an entrepreneur, are you willing to take the risk? If you have the responsibility like your family and take care of yourself. So it's maybe need to find a way to have a more safer road. But for those who definitely want to have the entrepreneurs, I don't need to tell them what to do. They know what to do. But they have ideas. And those ideas, they're floating around. Opportunities like coming every 5 minutes.
Yeah. So in one of the chapters in your book, you it's titled "I Love LA and So Does the Metaverse." So why is the metaverse so good in LA, and why do you hate San Francisco?
Well, I love Los Angeles. I grew up in a small town, and I love to be in a big town. We have a lot of great entertainment. We have a good deals of the sport entertainment. I don't know, Las Vegas is saying we're a capital. I think Los Angeles is a capital of the sport. We have every major team, two teams for every major sport, right? So, but on serious note is, I do believe in the future of the internet, the storytelling is going to be much more important than technology. For the past wave of the internet gold rush, you have to be a developer. You have to be noted, understand the technology. Now we have all the technology which is enabled the new internet. Maybe some infrastructure, maybe lacking some of the infrastructure for the 3D rendering, but storytelling is going to be the most important things for the new internet.
There you go.
And
Do you feel that this can save Hollywood? There's been some concerns where Tyler Perry recently shut down his $800 million studio expansion after he saw the ChatGPT Sora video generation devices. Do you think the metaverse is the thing that can save Hollywood and keep the storytelling machine there rolling? Or what do you? How do you see that whole playing out?
I like how Bob Iger mentioned is the metaverse is a storytelling device. Mm-hmm. I like that expression. It is a storytelling device, and they partnered with the Epic Games to begin with us make the storytelling is more interactive. Mm-hmm. What I know for the fact, the video games is much more. Video games is bigger than movies and music combined because it's much more engaging and it's activities. And the reason is every behavioral scientist who's working on video games know the interactive content is much more engaging because users want to have not to be ignored. They don't want to have be a passive observer. So in the every game designers know if I can make the mark in the walls or in games, the more responsive the environment I'm interacting with, the more satisfying and more interesting the game, because people want to be in that center and go to the wrong directions. They want to have the opportunity to leave the mark on the wall. And, and that's those games who are all that, they are much more interesting than others, like it's just been more linear and the corridor.
And so probably the where NVIDIA is really blowing up is they have their thumb on the pulse of being able to provide, you know, potentially in the future, those immersive metaverse experiences you're talking about, right?
Well, NVIDIA have the many reasons to be successful companies, including, of course, the strong video games and the current cycle probably mostly demanding on the AI architectures, but with the video games and renderings is definitely another wave and the demand.
Yeah, I was using an older video card and older computer up until about 6 months ago, and then we bought the new computer with the 4090 in it. And, you know, I was like, okay, well, how much better is it going to look? Oh, my God. I mean, it's so much more immersive and enriching, and it's like night and day. It just creates such a better immersive experience. And so I imagine once we get into the metaverse and everything's 360 and I can move the camera around where I can look in different ways, it's just going to – I'll never leave home, basically.
Well, imagine to have the projects like Wikipedia render it. Render it in a photorealistic environment like AAA games those days. Imagine to have any websites you go in the format like that. How it's going to be change the education and how it's going to change the commerce and how it's going to impact the marketing. So that's excitement about the next generation of the internet.
There you go. Anything we haven't touched on in your book that you want to tease out to people?
Well, I think you did get the homework and
we covered it all, darn it.
You nailed it. And I just want to say like we like to say here at Xola is it's a journey. I do believe in American dream. I do believe there's opportunity out there on the internet. I'm leaving an example how internet it was a great equalizer of the opportunities because you can it's still have a lot of the opportunities for the social economical mobility, and I just want to tell everybody who is listening to this podcast, believe in themselves, try to become entrepreneurs and find their place in the new internet and in the metaverse, and enjoy the game.
There you go. And when you need to do payment processing, call Xola for your video games. There you go. So thank you very much, Shirk, for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. Give us any .coms, wherever you want people to find you on the interwebs as we go out.
So if you want to build a meta site for your business, come to the 80.lv.
There you go. So order up the book, folks, wherever fine books are sold. It's available now at March 5th, 2024. Once Upon Tomorrow, Harnessing the New Opportunities the Metaverse Creates, and get your hands on the exciting future and build a company and entrepreneurialism inspiration. I love it. Thank you very much, everyone, for being on the show and visiting with us. Go to goodreads.com, Fortress Chris Voss, LinkedIn.com, Fortress Chris Voss, Chris Voss, one of the TikTokity, all those crazy places on the internet. Thanks for tuning in. Be good to each other. Stay safe. And we'll see you guys next time.